We begin today with football, and with 14 rounds of the Czech League played, it's still neck and neck at the top, with Slavia Prague only ahead of Viktoria Plzeň on goal difference. While Plzeň beat Baník Ostrava 1-0 in northern Moravia, Slavia only had to travel across town to take on Sparta in the latest edition of what's known as the S Derby. The visitors opened the scoring after 36 minutes, but had conceded twice by half-time. However, midway through the second period, Slavia found the net again for the last goal of a game that ended 2-2. Both of the league leaders' goals came from corners, and set pieces are a real chink in Sparta's armour, says their Romanian midfielder Nicolae Stanciu.
We controlled the game first half, we were better. We feel and we speak in halftime that we win this game, and after we take again a goal from standard situation and it changed everything. We receive a lot of goals from standard situation. I think last year when we make 3-3, they score again. Was one penalty, one corner, they score. So every game we do the same mistake.
That result leaves Sparta in third place, 7 points off the pace and tied with Zlín. One-time Sparta player Tomáš Vaclík is doing well at Spain's Sevilla. The 29-year-old goalkeeper kept a clean sheet in the club's 0-0 draw with San Sebastian at the weekend. That's a result that leaves Sevilla, who Vaclík joined in the summer, second in La Liga. The Czech women's team will be without star name Karolina Plíšková when they take on the USA in the final of tennis's Davis Cup in Prague next weekend. The 26-year-old is suffering from calf, muscle and wrist problems and has had to drop out. Her place will be taken by Barbara Krejčíková, who is number one in the WTA doubles rankings with partner Kateřina Siniaková. Also in the team taking on the Americans at the O2 Arena will be Czech number one Petra Kvitová, Siniaková and Barbara Strýcová. Finally, golf, and the Czech Republic's Klára Spílková has become the first player from her country to secure an LPGA Tour card. The 23-year-old made the cut for the 2019 season after coming fourth in a qualification tournament in Pinehurst, North Carolina at the weekend. Spílková was the first Czech player to win a Ladies European Tour event at the Lala Meriam Cup in Morocco, and also represented the Czech Republic at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. That's all the sports news for today.